Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Let's face it, we're all sinners, and we're all subjected to a lot of sin, sinful activity, sinful surroundings. But you cannot let it get into you. But you cannot let it get into your heart. Regardless of the news, the workplace, your family, whatever it is, beware, because you're in a war. But I want to tell you what Jesus said a little bit about it in Mark 7 here. There is nothing from without a man that entering in him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile him. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Yes. There's a lot of things, gang, that are coming at us. A lot of things. But that's nothing from the outside will ever defile us. It's when it comes out of us. Because then you know what's truly in your heart. All right? All day long, you're surrounded by evil. As I said, internet, billboard, newspaper, radio, TV, YouTube, whatever. Ads, advertisements, it's constantly bombarding you. But the thing is, if it comes out of you, then it's a sign that it's getting ground. That's why we're examining ourselves. And he was entered into the house from the people. His disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entering into a man, it cannot defile him? Because it enters not into his heart, but into his belly, and goes out into the draught, purging all meats. Now also in Mark 7 here, he's talking to a bunch of Pharisees also. They're so hung up in traditions. They were caught up in what you eat. They were literally caught up in what you physically eat, saying you defile yourself when you eat this certain type of food or this or that. And Jesus was on a rampage trying to warn the people here about traditions. So yes, we are totally surrounded by sin, but there's also this fleshly realm where traditions want to grab you. Traditions want to grab you. And the Lord is actually putting a tradition here of their feast days and their holidays and their traditions. And the Pharisees had specific foods they had to stay away from, et cetera, et cetera. And Jesus is saying here, you're caught up in the wrong thing. And he said, that which comes out of the man is that defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. So the Lord Jesus does give a laundry list of what comes out of a man, what defiles you. And all these evil things come from within that defile the man. What does that mean when it says that it comes from within? It means it's spiritually stuck in your heart. When you have made something an idol, when you've broken either one or both of the two great commandments. Remember, God is God. You were created for him. We're to love him with all our heart, mind, and soul, with absolutely everything. He doesn't want to share the stage with our car or our boat, or our vacation, or our children. He doesn't want to share the stage with anything. He wants you to know, gang, You are a creation that he made, that turned evil, that he actually repented of even making, that we're told in the book of Genesis. But he gave us a way to escape. He put his word in the form of Jesus, flesh, that died on a cross to pay for our sins. You know, I always get back to the cross. And it might sound boring to the flesh, but you can truthfully not have a discussion of Jesus or being a new creation or even being obedient without sometime mentioning the cross. Because the cross is everything. The cross is what made you escape everything. The cross is what gave you deliverance. It was the suffering of Jesus. The cross is our example. And how do we know the cross was? Because of the miracle of the rebirth. That's us. That's Jesus. You rebirth when you suffer to the flesh. You know, in other words, for new corn to grow, the corn has to die and fall to the ground, right? For the seed to take root. And that's what we have to do. All day long, we're like sheep led to the slaughter, but we have to die to our sensual lusts. If you're a young man, old man right now, bound by a spirit, a demon of sexual lust, first of all, admit it. Get on your knees and realize you cannot fight it on your own. Accept Jesus as your Savior. It's a demon. Just keep hammering it with truth. And the closer you get to God, it says the closer he'll get to us. And that spirit is not going to be able to take it. Light and darkness do not cohabitate. No, they don't. When light is shed on darkness, it automatically leaves. So if you're bound by a spirit of hatred or revenge, or your kids have done you wrong, or your parents have done you wrong, and you're fighting forgiveness, remember what happened at the cross. If the Lord Jesus Christ could go through all that to forgive us, you and I certainly ought to be ashamed of ourselves if we can't forgive others. Yes, but by focusing on the cross, that's what gives us the example of our captain of salvation, of what he did. So it doesn't matter who did us wrong in the past. It doesn't matter about any of that. You know, the word forgiveness, I looked it up in the Greek, actually means just to let it go. Just let it go. You know, it doesn't mean those people are going to forgive you. It doesn't even mean it's going to clear up the situation. No, but in your heart, you'll have peace because you've forgiven. And many times people won't believe it, you know, but you and God know, and that's what matters. And that's why God told us not to judge one another, because in many occasions, we don't know what truly is in a man's heart. We don't know. But he goes on to say here again, all these evil things which come from within defile the man. All right, so these are evil things. They're entities. They're actual things. I'll read them again. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Yes. You know, what's true blasphemy? It's unbelief. What's pride? Putting yourself on the throne. What's foolishness? We're told that a fool says that there is no God. What is true adultery? Being friends with the world. What is murder? We can murder with our words, murder with our lips. It's hatred. Yes. These all proceed from a man. But this is what we're warned of, people. We're in a dogfight, particularly in this world. Can you believe they've dedicated a whole month to sodomy? A whole month to sodomy. To the sin where our Savior, through Paul, actually says it's a sign of a reprobate mind. So why would we be surprised if we think everybody's going half crazy? If this world is actually even given a whole month to an activity, sodomy, that God has said he'll give you over to an insane mind, a reprobate mind, and a based mind. Yes, and we scratch our head. Sometimes the word of God is pretty simple, people. When you see the insanity taking place, there's probably a puzzle piece to it. And many times it's sin. But us as Christians do not give in to this. We can't tolerate this. Jesus Christ is very intolerant. He's the only one on the throne. It's a very narrow gate. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through his Son. There's no other way, and his Son is his word. There's only one way. There's only one that died on a cross for our sins, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one that casts out devils, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. There's no other thing. There's no other platform to share it with. Everything else is strange and foreign. And you might say, oh, that's pride and arrogant. Oh, how could you say that? I say it because I know it, because I was born from above. You're listening to a man that was actually miraculously born from above. Yes, it had nothing to do with anything. I woke up a brand new creation. Everybody's salvation message could be different. Look at what Paul's was. He was a religious man. His name was Saul, and he's driving down. And God actually knocks him off a horse, blinds him for 3 days, takes him to the home of a believer. And he was never the same since. Yes, God has to rescue us from this world that we're in. And when you get rescued from this world, and you know what Jesus Christ did for you. You know, I've talked to religious people that have gone to, I'll just say, they've gone to Catholic churches for 20 years. They don't even know what the Lamb of God means. Literally, I had explained the Lamb was an Old Testament sacrifice. And when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So now Jesus became the New Testament, the new contract. When he died on the cross, he was the new sacrifice. He was the Lamb of God sent by the Father. We're so blinded in the religious realm, we might not even know basic things. Basic things. Jesus is real. He is the Lamb sent by the Father, the Word of God. It was a miracle. The whole thing is a miracle. It had to take a miracle. We live in the world of miracles. How could Joseph believe that Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost? You can't expect that out of a man. So what happened? God sent angels to that man, Joseph. Yes, even Jesus himself, when he was in the flesh, sweating blood, angels were sent to Jesus in the garden. Gang, the spiritual world is real. Jesus is real. Hold fast, and God bless.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.